Mr. Winterbottom. Say, did you find that note I lost around here?
Eh? Oh, howdy, Hector. What'd you say?
I said, did you find that note I lost?
What note?
The one I lost. The one I was asking you about the other day.
No, I didn't find no note. And if I was you, I'd quit writing notes to Hortense Schultzenheimer. She don't care for you none nohow.
Sure, she does. She does, too. She loves me.
Yes. How do you know? She tell you so?
No. I found out by picking petals off of a daisy. She loves me. She loves me not.
Yes, that's just a lot of darn foolishness, Hector. You'd better quit frittering away your time and get down to business. And just remember the old saying, go to the ant, thou sluggard.
You mean a sluggard like Babe Ruth?
No, I don't. This here's a different kind of sluggard. It means go and learn something from the ant. Ants is always working. They never stop working.
Sure, they stop working. They stop to go on picnics.
Go on picnics?
Yes, sir.
Oh, whoever saw ants on a picnic?
I have. At the Sunday school picnic, they was in the cage.
Oh, you know what I mean, Hector. If you want to get ahead and be something, you got to have some get-up about you. Get up and pluck.
Oh, shucks. There ain't nobody in Coin Center you can pluck.
I mean, you got to work. Work and save. Work and save. Look at the head's Uncle Jake. When he sees a pin, he picks it up.
Where is he working, a bowling alley?
No, he don't work in no bowling alley. I don't think he's doing anything right now. But he can get a job in the Squidville Bank anytime he wants it. He knows the banker.
Well, I can get a job in the Squidville livery stable anytime I want it. I know the horse.
All right. Just keep right on, smart aleck, and go on. But I am warning you, if you don't get out and get some news to print, you're going to lose your job in the Corn Center Gazette. Just mark my word now.
Well, I got some news. I got some news, all right. Only the editor won't print it.
What news?
About that ghost up in Ortega Canyon.
Now, still talking about that ghost, are you? Well, let me tell you something. You'd better get that ghost business out of your head. Folks will think you're crazy.
Shucks, I don't care what they think. There's a ghost up there because I saw it just the other night.
You didn't see no ghost up in Ortega Canyon the other night. After sometime this time of year, Ortega Canyon's so darn foggy, you couldn't see a ghost even if there was one.
Shucks. I've been in lots foggier places in Ortega Canyon.
Yes? Well, where? Where?
Well, how do I know? It was so foggy, I couldn't tell where it was.
Well, me and Ed was up in Ortega Canyon last night, and we didn't see no ghost. And a dad darn good thing for the ghost, too, because I had my pistol with me, and I'm a dead shot.
You're a what?
I said I was a dead shot.
That's too bad. When did you die?
I'm a straight shooter. I'd have filled your dad darn ghost so full of holes, he'd look like a piece of Swiss cheese. Yes, sir, he would that.
What was you and Eb doing up in Ortega Canyon last night?
Well, we was looking for a lost man.
What do you want a lost man for?
We was looking for Professor Thistlethwaite.
Why, is he lost?
Of course he's lost. Nobody knows where he is.
Well, does he know where he is?
Well, I reckon he does. Yes, certainly he does. He knows where he is, but he don't know how to get back to Corn Center here. He don't know how to find the town.
Well, then he ain't lost. The town's lost.
Well, maybe so. But anyhow, he's the fella we was looking for. You see, Hortense Schultzenheimer asked us to try and find him. She seems to figure he's up there some way. The poor girl just wearing her heart out because he went away so sudden-like.
She's worrying about Professor Thistlethwaite going away?
Yes. I was talking to Paul this afternoon, and he says she don't do nothing but sort of mope around the house, crying most of the time.
Well, so what's she crying about Professor Thistlethwaite for?
Because she's in love with him, I reckon.
Gosh. You really think she's in love with him?
Yeah, it sort of looks that way, Hector. She wouldn't be going around brokenhearted if she wasn't.
No, I suppose that's right. Well, gee, I kind of thought that maybe she liked me a bit. She said, she used to be nice to me.
Well, Hector, I'll tell you about that. She thought you was a millionaire, and when she found out you wasn't,
I see what you mean. She was just kidding me. to kid me, that's all. And I didn't know it. I just let her make a fool out of me.
Oh, now, Hector, that's all.
Yeah, that's such a fool. That's what I am. A perfect fool, that's all.
Now, Hector, none of us are perfect.
Shucks. I don't care. I don't care about her anyway. Let her have her old professors just away. I don't care.
Say, wait a minute, Hector. Wait, where are you going?
I'm just going up to Ortega Canyon. I'm going to find that ghost. I'm going to prove it's there. And what's more, I'm going to make good of this town.
Yes, but Hector, wait.
Hector, listen. Hey, old Hector out there. Hold him, Hold him.
Say, what in tarnation's the matter?
Oh, gosh almighty. Eb, I shouldn't have told him, but it just slipped out before I...
Told him what? What'd you tell him?
All about Hortense. About her just pretending she liked him because she thought he was a millionaire. Why, he's all busted up about it.
Well, that's just like you, Zeb. Yeah. All is shooting off your mouth.
I was shooting off my mouth. I was. Why, you darn galoot. You was the one that told Hortense he was a millionaire.
I didn't know such thing.
You did.
You did?
You stand right here alongside the gas pump.
Now, wait a minute. Don't start arguing now, because here comes Miss Pinkley.
Oh, yes, sir.
How do you do, Miss Pinkley?
How do you do, Miss Pinkley? Fill her up, check your oil.
Yes, but just a moment. Mr. Winterbottom, what is this story Hortense Schulzenheimer is telling about Professor Thistlewaite being lost in Ortega Canyon? Where did she get such a notion as that?
Well, to tell the truth, Miss Pinkley, she got it from us.
From you?
Yes, and you see, me and Eb was just about the last person that saw Professor Thistlewaite. He said he's going up into Ortega Canyon, and he left a code message with us to keep for him.
Yeah, the darndest thing you ever see.
Yes, it was.
It written in some foreign language or other. Yes. Me and Zeb could only make out two words. Thistlewaite and the Earth.
Well, let me see it. Perhaps I can.
We ain't got it. That Spanish feller took it.
What Spanish fellow?
Why, the one that was around here looking for Professor Thistlewaite a day or two before Professor Thistlewaite disappeared.
Well, where is this Spanish fellow? Probably he knows something
well, no,
about.
Well, he sort of disappeared too, Miss Pinkley. Hector Smith was the last person to see him up in Ortega Canyon. He gave Hector a box to take the express office for him, and Hector left it with us.
He disappeared, too, after giving Hector the box?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we opened the box, and that darn thing didn't have nothing in it but some loose earth.
Earth?
Yes.
And you say this code message said something about earth?
Well, but a John Brown. Eb, that's right. I never sort of put the two together.
Yeah, but what's the earth got to do with it? Professor Thistlewaite went up there to find that there gold money that the pirate fella gave the Indians.
Mr. Winterbottom, this looks very strange to me. I'm beginning to think there's been foul play up there in Ortega Canyon.
You think there's what up there, Miss Pinkley?
Foul play.
Yes, Ed, you know, a foul play. That just seems a chicken show.
No, foul play.
Oh, the Indians is having a chicken show.
Oh, don't be absurd. The Indians don't...
No, Ed, the Indians don't keep chickens.
Then where do they get their feathers? You know, them big long feathers.
Oh, they're not chicken feathers. They're ostrich feathers. Ostrich feathers.
Yes, and they get them from Austria.
You're crazy. Ostrich feathers... These here feathers, they make fans.
Now, just a minute.
Well, what about it? Is the Indians allowed to have fans?
Oh, yes.
Are they just the regular fans that the Indians wave in front of their faces?
No. The Indians don't wave fans.
No, Ed, the Indians are sort of peculiar. They hold the fans still and wave their faces.
Oh, please, forget the Indians. I'm trying to explain what I think happened to Professor Thistlewaite. In the first place, I think he must have discovered something valuable in Ortega Canyon. Either gold-bearing quartz...
What say?
I said gold quartz, or...
Why, does gold come in quartz?
Sure it does. Quartz, pints, and half gallons.
Oh, I mean quartz. Quartz, a kind of rock. Either that, or else he found the gold coins buried in the earth. You know, Spanish doubloons.
Spanish balloons buried in the earth?
No, treasure trove. Pieces of eight.
Pieces of eight balloons?
I tell you, balloons have nothing whatever.
Well, where
does the Indians come in?
Oh, there aren't any Indians. There aren't any Indians. The Indians are all dead.
Of course they are, Ed. They all fell out of the balloon.
No, I don't.
Shut. What do you know about Indians?
Well, I know lots about them. My father fought Indians. Fought them with Custer.
Well, that's nothing. My father fought them with cream puff.
Oh, just my father was a dead shot, too. He could hit a dollar at 100 yards.
My father could hit 75 cents at 100 yards.
Please, oh, your father didn't have 75 cents. Every time he writ a check, it came back no money.
Yeah, and every time your father writ a check, it came back no bank.
And every time your father writ a bank, it came back no check.
And every time your bank writ a check, it came back no father.
Listen, please, Mr. Winterbottom.
And every time your check writ a father, they...
Now, please.
Say, give me a glass of water, somebody, will you? Give me a glass of water, quick. Give it quick. I just drove down through Ortega Canyon, and I seen a ghost.